Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey, what are you having for dinner tonight?
651 schedule
641-1071. You know, what are you having for dinner tonight? We decided this was kind of a fun thing to do a little bit earlier in our pandemic year, and every once in a while we trot it out again. Just, you know, curious, taking the temp. What's everybody doing?
Yeah, you get bored every
tonight?
Once in a while figuring out what you're supposed to eat.
Right? And I think that we provide a service when we have this conversation because.
Well, mostly because then I can add to my list.
Well, I still have a list from last time we did it. Somebody was having lemon pepper Caesar salad.
Ooh.
Because I was writing things down because I was like, I got to put this into the rotation.
Yum.
Chicken thighs with stewed tomatoes, some basmati rice somebody was doing. Somebody did a crock pot fiesta seasoning chicken and firecracker chicken. I thought those are all real good ideas. I got to get those on the Pinterest. 651-641-1071. What are people having for din tonight? Who do we have on the line? Halle.
Char is joining us.
Hi, Char.
Hi, Char.
Hey, Char, what's for dinner?
Hey. Hi, Colleen. Hi, Bradley.
Hi.
Tonight I'm doing kind of a Mexican beef soup with and I'm gonna serve it in tortilla bowls.
Ooh. Yum.
And then I'm gonna make like a burrito sandwich roll. It has beef in it and it's rolled in flour tortillas with shredded carrots and cheese and lettuce. It's just like yum, 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 yum.
Now, I love it, Char.
Yum, 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 yum. Where did you get the recipe from, or is this something you just kind of created yourself?
No, I actually got the recipe. It's a really, really... I'm almost 65 years old. So this recipe is probably 40 years old, and I just make it over and over again. And
wow.
It just complements each other.
Yeah, it sounds like
I love it.
It's very good. So,
so Char, what time should I be over?
Could you drop by 6? You guys should be out by then.
Yeah, sounds good.
Sure.
And we'll bring something.
We'll bring something for
dessert.
We'll do pickup.
Some flavored ice cream or something.
Yeah, so. We can for sure do that. Thanks,
not froyo, but ice cream.
Thank you, Char. We'll be happy to be there and eat your. That sounds like a really great meal, though.
Yeah, I'm curious what this burrito sandwich experience roll-up thing. Yeah.
I love it. Okay, Holly, who do we have next on the line?
Jack is here.
Hi, Jack. Jack, what's for dinner tonight?
Well, when I was doing ministry and lived in community, Wednesdays were our simple supper night.
Yes.
So tonight, I soaked my lentils last night, and I got them in the crock pot. So I'm making lentil soup today.
Oh, I love a good lentil soup. Do you use like a ham bone or ham hock or something?
Oh, no meat. It's all veggie.
Oh, okay.
All vegetarian.
Well, you did say simple, so I guess that is
correct.
Simple.
A lentil soup. That sounds yummy. Thanks,
soup.
Jack.
I would have to put a little pork in mine. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm with you. It gives it that nice flavor.
Yeah, it gives a little smoky.
Mm-hmm.
I do love a good lentil sale or lentil soup.
I used to make like a little lentil, like I would make the lentils and then I would like mash them up and then like just fry them in a pan, like
Yum.
A little lentil latke kind of thing.
Nice.
Holly, who else do we have?
Eric is here.
Hi, Eric. Eric, what's for din tonight?
Oh, my beautiful live-in chef / boyfriend is making us steak bites in garlic butter with zoodles.
Don't think zoodles are, they don't taste like noodles.
Oh, trust me, I'm angel hair is my thing.
There
so,
you go.
Yeah.
But it's a weeknight, so you're not going to give yourself the pleasure of actual carbs.
Correct.
But hey, you got garlic butter, so that's a win.
Ooh,
I live for it. I just do the dishes and eat. I'm a happy man.
Oh, I love
you
it.
You are a lucky man.
Yes. Thank you for your call, Eric. We know this because, Bradley, you are the chef at your house. So yeah, you'd be the one providing all the yummy vittles.
So we were talking about the other day the fact that we haven't been in a restaurant together. Like, we've been on patios before over the last year, but not in a restaurant. And I was like, yeah, I look forward to somebody like waiting on me. And right? He's like, yeah, I've had that this entire experience. I'm like,
that
yes,
was an
you
inside
have.
Thought. That was an inside thought that should have stayed yes. inside. Who else do we have on the line, Holly?
Kim.
Hi, Kim. Kim, what's for dinner tonight?
I am making something new, but I think this is going to be a winner chicken dinner, even though it's not chicken. I woke up early this morning and put a little pork roast in my crock pot, and I shredded that up.
Ooh. Oh,
yeah. Now, the base in my pan, you take a Jiffy cornbread mix.
Okay.
A pan of cream style corn.
Okay.
And a couple eggs and some cheddar cheese. And you spread that all over the bottom. Then you take a cup and a half of barbecue sauce and mix that in with the shredded pork. Put that on top of the cornbread mix and cover the whole thing in grated cheddar and bake it.
Oh my God. What
where
is this
on
thing?
On earth did you find this creation and where can
I'll
we
tell
find
ya.
It?
I'll tell you. I found it on Pinterest because I love to buy these little mini pork roasts at Costco.
Oh, I do too.
Yep. You get four in a pack.
Yeah.
And I get a little bored of the pulled pork sandwich. I can only have so many of those.
Well, for sure.
So what
but
is this
I
one called?
On Pinterest.
Do you have a name? Like, is there a name to the recipe?
Because I'm looking it up to pin it,
now. I think it's like cornbread pulled pork casserole.
Okay, on it.
Oh, my God, that sounds amazing.
There it is. You're right.
Also what I'm doing. I'm doing something really cute with it.
Okay,
my daughter's a nurse at the VA.
Yeah.
And so I'm packing up containers for her and her fiance, and I'm pretending like a restaurant, and she's going to swing by and pick it up and have a little takeout from mom.
Oh, that is so sweet. Okay, I found this.
And tell her thank you for us
yes,
for
please.
All the work she does with the VA.
I will.
Yes, please. Thank you for your call. I found it. It's if you look up pulled pork cornbread casserole.
Well, can I tell you, this must be a thing because I'm seeing recipes all over the place.
That's what I was going to say. There's like a bunch of them.
Okay.
It looks real good.
Oh my God, here's one. Pulled pork stuffed cornbread muffins.
Thank you.
Ooh, that's intense.
Done
oh
and done.
God.
Yeah, this is looking real good.
That looks like to me, that's what we would call a weekend meal at my house.
Yeah, like when you just can go all out.
Yeah. When we're just throwing dietary caution to the wind.
I thought you were going to say something else. When we come back.
What would you throwing?
I mean.
Diarrhea?
When you said dietary, I didn't know how where we were going with that.
Sorry. I just ruined food chat.
Well. Thank you for asking. I'm having flank steak for dinner.
You didn't ask me.
What are you having?
Oh, thanks for asking. Mm-hmm. Leftovers.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, not really.
Holly, what are you having?
Thanks for asking. I'm having honey garlic shrimp.
Ooh.
Holly's always got some recipe she's working on.
I know. Is that a goof recipe? Gotta keep myself entertained.
No, this is actually from Skinny Taste.
Oh, I do love that.
Skinny doesn't taste.
I love that website.
What's the phrase?
Nothing tastes as good
as skinny feels.
Thanks, Kate Moss.
When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, speaking
lies.
Of goop.
Yes.
Yeah, we got to get the gooper scoopers together. We got some scoop to goop to scoop.
Yeah, you got it. Just you got there.
Get there. It'll be fine. Bye.
Get some pulled pork.
Well, we've got some interesting Gwyneth Paltrow news on the Colleen and Bradley show. My Talk 107.1 streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. Try again.
Whoa.
There he is. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And when we talk about Gwyneth Paltrow, we call ourselves the Gooper Scoopers.
Here come the Gooper Scoopers. They are gonna find you stuff that's dumb on Goop.
Goopa Scoopa. Goopa Scoopa.
That's just what they they do.
Goopa, scoopa, goopa, scoopa.
Because there's always stupid stuff on Goop.
Oh, Gwyneth. She just can't stop talking.
That wacky Gwyneth.
I know, she's pretty wacky. She's a real funny gal, you know. She knows a good joke or two. The power of a good joke, even.
Is she funny? Because when I look at her, I just don't see funny.
Well, you know, it's funny that you should say that, because she actually said as much in a recent interview, and I can't help but have my eyes roll out of my head. So here's the story that you just alluded to. So Gwyneth Paltrow allegedly, supposedly, and this comes from our good friends at the Daily Mail doing a report of the report, that Gwyneth Paltrow says people don't think she's funny because of, quote, the way she looks. As she admits, she knows the power of a good joke when it comes to selling very racy products on Goop. Now, in a new interview that was published by Heat Magazine, which, by the way, I could not find on Heat Magazine's website, so thanks, guys.
Maybe it wasn't hot enough.
Okay, okay, or it melted. anyway, this is what she said. Quote, well, the people who know me... Let me start over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the people who know me well know that my irreverent sense of humor is very much at the core of who I am.
Mm.
Sometimes I think people are surprised by that because I look a certain way or whatever assumptions they make about me. Okay, excuse me, but she's saying...
people think she's too pretty to be funny.
I mean, I'm assuming that's what she's saying, because she's not possibly saying she's too ugly to be
funny,
right?
Well, no, because everybody knows. Everybody knows.
Or, I don't know.
that when you're funny, it's because you're compensating for the fact that you're so ugly.
Yeah, like only trolls are allowed to be hilarious. That's a skill you work on when you're ugly, because you have nothing else. Because
that's all you have.
Yeah. And poor Gwyneth has just been cursed her whole life
with
being
all
beautiful.
That beauty. I mean, she's just so pretty.
And doesn't have to think, because
no.
When you're pretty, you don't have to think.
No.
That's what people think.
She doesn't really have to do anything, actually. She's so pretty. So it's probably really not only surprising to people that she's funny, but also surprising to people that she like owns a business that she runs, you know, because she's so pretty.
Which, yeah. By the way, also sells things on the basis that we're all insecure about the way that we look.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Oh.
Anyway, you know, look, she has been ridiculed for a lot.
Sure. Yes. I mean, we're not doing it right now, but yes, in life, I'm sure she's been ridiculed.
And she just wants you to know that she doesn't always, I can't do it with a straight face. I absolutely cannot do it with a straight face. Gwyneth Paltrow is taking yet another opportunity to seem completely and totally unrelatable in the service of selling her products, which I don't understand who the audience is that goes, yes, yes, I am often not appreciated for my humor because I am so beautiful. Like, who says that?
I mean, I'm
there's
just
like
too
four
glamorous
people that do that.
To say there once was a man from Nantucket.
We're going down that road?
The thing about Gwyneth Paltrow is she's always answering questions that nobody asked.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Right? Like, that's her entire get up and go.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, she's also saying things that nobody would ever actually say aloud.
Well,
and among those things, this, but also, do you remember the fact that she invented yoga? According to her.
Oh, she's invented a lot of things.
Right.
She also called the global pandemic.
Oh, that's right. Mm. She was the first person to have COVID, and also she made wearing a mask trendy.
Yeah. Allegedly, supposedly. Mm-hmm. She was like, I saw this happening, and it sounds laughable now as we tell it, but again, back to this story about her being so beautiful, people don't take her seriously. Not only is she funny, you guys, but she has, like, the way she describes her sense of humor as, quote, they don't understand my irreverent sense of humor. That's like doubling down on debaggery, which is a segment we do on this show, celebrities behaving badly.
Like, so we can smell it a mile away.
So not only are you funny and people don't appreciate you for your humor, but it's, you have, like, like next level humor.
Right.
You have irreverent humor. Right. You don't have garden variety plebeian humor, mm-hmm. like dumb, you know, dad jokes and fart jokes.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Folks, no. Mm-mm. I do plays on words, which requires a certain intellect that people wouldn't ascribe to someone so disgustingly beautiful as myself.
Right.
Okay. All right. It must make working for her.
Does somebody have an audible eye roll somewhere?
I wish.
Oh, I don't. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It really does make me feel bad for the people that work in that environment, because don't you feel like you have one of two coping mechanisms working in that environment?
Mm-hmm.
One is you are trying to be Gwyneth Paltrow. So you are parroting the behavior of Gwyneth Paltrow.
Right.
In service, like, you know, like, act like the boss.
Mm-hmm.
That's one, like, strategy. The other strategy is to drink.
I don't know. That's what I, like, was going to actually say.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, it's interesting. Or both. Because by day, you have to pretend like you subscribe to these beliefs. And then at night, you're like, hey, you know,
let's
like
be clear. This. That's Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
The woman who has a cigarette.
Yeah, which I don't buy.
Every once in a while.
She's
in the chimney of
nobody
her house.
Nobody has a cigarette.
Right.
When you're, as a former smoker, you don't have a cigarette. And I know people are like, but I do. Okay, fine. But you want me to believe that she's.
Right.
Again, it just goes back to the whole notion of what Gwyneth Paltrow was selling. Is this like, you can have your cake and eat it too. You can drink your bourbon and have your cells refreshed with moon dust,
you know,
that has been procured by aliens.
I think you're actually onto something, that even she can't even live up to the standards that she's trying to live up to.
Yeah, but like, she's surrounded by the system that makes her believe she can, which she doesn't. But it's perfect, right? She's like a feedback loop.
When I watched that show that she had on Netflix, which was called
The Lady Who...
Goop Lab. When I watched that show, you get this... Like, I had a hard time watching it because it was like she was not pushing. She was not telling people. Like, she wanted the people that she surrounds herself with in the office at Goop to try out these different things that she was fascinated by. But she wanted them to think it was their idea, that they wanted to try these things out.
Yeah.
But she didn't try them all. Some of them she did.
Oh, yeah. No, she like wholeheartedly was like not doing things that she didn't want to do.
Like the one where the women had to like look at their wahinas.
And do things.
About that. And then do things with their,
let's
in
imagine
front of people.
A workplace where a man was asking their employees to do that.
Right. Right. Well, and she didn't do it, but she was like, hey, guys, I think you want to do it, right?
Exactly.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we're not too pretty to tell you funny stories about crazy, stupid idiots.
We are hideously funny and ugly.
We'll do that after this on My Talk 107.1. How do we live without the crazy, stupid idiots in our life on the Colleen and Bradley show? My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
Sing it. And these are your crazy, stupid idiots.
Well then, I guess one could say, that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for Crazy Stupid Idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly over and over again, oftentimes in the state of
Florida.
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 And sometimes other places.
Get that dissonance. Would you like to know where we're going first?
Where are we going first?
Ohio.
Oh, hello, Ohio.
Ohio. We're going to Ashland, Ohio.
It's in Ashland.
Well, a high school is in Ashland. A high school that's actually doing a really great thing that I think a lot of high schools actually do across the country. It's a smart thing. It's a drunk driving education event.
Oh, sure.
And you've seen these happen at these events. They do like a mock crash.
Yeah.
So that students can see really how serious drinking and driving is. Well, these students in Ashland, Ohio really got more than they bargained for. Because during this drunk driving education event with this mock crash scene in the school's parking lot,
yeah,
where they were warning students about the dangers of driving drunk.
Danger, danger, danger.
In the midst of the presentation, an actual drunk driver showed up and randomly sped through the school's parking lot.
Oh my God.
Ooh. Yeah. And so what was a simulation event very quickly turned into a real-life laboratory.
Oh, my God. What did they do?
The cops were there because they were doing the presentation.
Oh, my gosh. Did they just pull the person over?
They did. They pulled the guy over, and they gave him a sobriety test right there on site.
They're like, watch this, kids.
In front of an audience.
Oh, my gosh.
He failed.
Obviously.
And he was arrested for driving drunk.
What are the chances?
I mean, I would just say, if you are a person who is driving under the influence, well, just don't do that, first of all.
Yeah. Don't do that.
That's like the real life advice. Don't do it. But if we're talking about crazy, stupid idiot advice, I would say steer clear of the place where the cops are putting on a presentation.
Like, you just got to know that person was like, oh, I would have gotten away with it too had
it
I not driven
myself
into a drunk driving lesson.
Yeah. As the students, and by the way, this is what I thought was really interesting, is that he whizzed right. No.
Oh.
The car.
He whizzed?
The car
that was
whizzed
an added
through.
Mm-hmm.
The car whizzed through a group of students, and he was within inches of hitting them. And as they approached the driver, he rolled his window down and began yelling at them.
Like, get out of my way!
And that's when they were like, this guy smells like alcohol, and we're in the middle of an educational moment.
Hi, sir.
Yeah.
Actually, this is not your best move.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Okay.
They, by the way, when they searched his vehicle, they recovered a container of homemade booze and other alcohols.
Oh, homemade
booze. So he was moonshining.
All right. Well, get help.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That was where?
Ohio.
Oh, that's right. Ohio. Mm-hmm. Okay. For our next story, can we go somewhere else?
I would love to.
How about Florida?
Oh, it's a perfect place.
Oh, yay, Florida! I want to tell you about Michelle Stillwell.
Is she still well?
No, not by the end of this story. 55-year-old Michelle Stillwell went for a ride. Actually, she got into an Uber, which is an experience all of us have had.
Mm-hmm.
Some more than others, but I would say most people. I mean, even if you've never been in an Uber, you've been in a cab, you know, you sit back
there.
You
can imagine what it's like to be in a car that you're not driving.
Exactly. I don't really know what it would be like to drive an Uber.
I do.
That's right. You did that for a brief moment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think you've probably had this experience, and I would imagine most people driving for Uber or any rideshare service or taxi or car or anything would have had this similar experience. So I want to take you to a Toyota in St. Petersburg, Florida, late Saturday afternoon when Miss Stillwell was picked up for a ride and everything was fine.
Hmm.
And then it wasn't.
Mm.
And something happened.
Mm.
And it's what happened in the back seat of an Uber that'll change your life forever.
Oh, dear.
Would you like to guess what happened?
Oh.
In the back seat,
yeah,
of Ms. Stillwell's Well, it was not her car.
She was the passenger.
She was a passenger.
I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Oh, of course, with the bathroom. No, she did not go to the bathroom. And she also didn't touch herself.
Oh, wow.
Which is a frequent occurrence here on Crazy Stupid Idiots.
I was gonna say.
No?
No.
In fact. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Take your guess.
I was gonna go for a third guess.
Please.
Did she do a drug?
No, I don't think she did a drug. Here's what she did do. As the car was driving, and I laugh only because it's so absurd, and I can't imagine anything like this happening, and I would be terrified. So just go with me.
Okay.
As the car is driving, Ms. Stillwell, reached forward and proceeded to choke the victim from behind.
No!
Okay, can I suggest a slight problem with that scenario?
The person is driving you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof. Like, if you're gonna choke out the driver, again, crazy, stupid idiot advice, human advice, don't do that.
Right.
Don't harm people. No violence. Crazy, stupid idiot advice, wait till you've come to a full and complete stop, right? Because if the person's driving, you're putting, right? Okay.
Yes.
So anyway, vehicle's in motion. She reaches forward, chokes the victim. Initially throttled the driver with her two hands, wrapped an arm around his throat. As the driver sought to pull the vehicle over, get this, she managed to crawl forward onto the center console.
What?
Can you imagine driving and this is all happening?
No.
She managed to crawl forward, and that's when it got a whole heck of a lot worse.
Well, then what happened?
She unleashed her teeth.
She took her teeth out?
She bared her
teeth. She's getting serious.
And bit the victim.
Oh my word. What the heck was she doing?
Like a vampire drawing blood. She scratched him across the chest. And the attack did not stop there. She continued to bite, strangle, and claw at the victim, who was unable to defend himself as he was being attacked from behind. Again, driving a vehicle.
Do you think that this person was actually a vampire?
I mean, I would like you to do me a favor.
Mm-hmm.
I would like you to click on the story and then scroll down, not her mugshot,
but the shot
of her in the front seat of the vehicle.
I've been looking at that and trying to figure out how that all happened.
Mm.
Well, she doesn't appear to be wearing shoes.
No.
Yikes. So a photo was taken of her as she was splayed across the driver's seat, as I have shown you. Here's the telling factoid. There appears to have been an indication of alcohol.
Yeah, I'm guessing that if she submitted a blood test, it would be full of all kinds of things.
Yeah. Now, luckily, I do want to say the assault was able to stop after a witness came to the aid of the driver, who was complaining that he couldn't breathe, and she pulled him free. I don't know if it's a he or a she, pulled him free from the woman's grasp. And she was then taken to jail. And she's being charged with some felonies.
Yikes.
Scary. Mm-hmm.
Yikes. That is scary.
One of the felonies, by the way, is that in addition to the attack, while it was happening, he was trying to call 911 on his phone.
Mm-hmm.
And she threw his phone. And I guess if you're interfering with someone calling 911, that's felony.
Oof.
Yep.
Noted.
So thankfully, everybody is now okay, minus a bite mark to the back of the
neck. Yikes.
Ooh.
All right. That was in Florida.
Yep.
For our next story, we are traveling to California.
Hey, what's going on in California?
Well, this actually happened a while ago, but the reason we're talking about it is because this particular person pled guilty to the charges that he was found to be guilty of.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you about 22-year-old Jonathan Ruiz. He's from Orange County. Nope, just Orange. He's just from Orange, California.
Which is in Orange County.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So
that's appropriate.
A few years ago, he broke into a home where three female college students lived. And he did what you would imagine a 22-year-old guy might do. in a home where three college students lived, female college students lived. He went through their underwear drawers.
Ew.
Yeah, I know.
Why would I assume that that would happen?
I just am saying, like, you know, the way the story begins, it's like this young guy breaks into this house where these three, you know, attractive young ladies live. And, like, he's not there to just, like, find their money drawer.
It's like a subplot from Porky's.
Exactly. Thank you.
Only
speaking of Porky's, he did also sit down and eat some of their snacks.
Rude.
And then he did another
ballsy
thing. Then he did another thing. He used their computer, one of their laptops, to watch some porn while he handled himself in a certain way. Yeah.
Ew. He took their panties and Ooh,
don't say panties.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, he took their underpants.
Better, thank you.
Okay. Slightly better. I would just say underwear. He did not
under
but then
garments.
He left it all behind.
Left what behind?
The laptop, the undies, the snack remnants.
Snack remnants?
Well, you know what I mean, like the crumbs or whatever.
And all the other remnants.
And that's the thing. He left the other remnants. And
like what?
Bradley trainer. When cops were checking out the scene, they found DNA evidence on the computer. And then they ran it back at the station, and it turns out this guy, Jonathan Ruiz, his DNA was already in the system because he had been convicted for a vandalism charge in 2017. Mm. And so they had him on file.
I don't mean to go downhill fast with this story, but the reason
it did it all by itself.
It's going to get worse.
Uh-oh.
No, but the reason I'm glad that he was caught is because the thing that I know from watching and listening to way too many and reading way too many true crime stories is that this is a pattern of behavior that is often at the beginning of what ends up being a very, very, very scary conclusion.
Yeah.
So, and what I mean by that is like,
it was going to escalate.
It was going to escalate. And the fact that they are hopefully now keeping track of this individual so that he doesn't advance, let's say, his assault. Because that is a creep. Yep. That is a certain creepy kind of assault. That's not like you just broke in to eat some cookies because you were drunk and fell asleep on the couch.
Correct.
That's like a,
Yeah.
So
he's nasty. And
that's nasty.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we have a little game to play. That game is called The Throwback.
What?
We're going to do that after this on My Talk 107.1.